Hello and welcome to the IRPP's Interview with the Author series. Today I am joined by my guest Janice Keefe. Janice Keefe is a professor and Canada Research Chair in Aging and Caregiving Policy in the Department of Family Studies in Gerontology at Mount St. Vincent University. She is the author of the new study, Supporting Caregivers in Caregiving in an Aging Canada, published by the Institute for Research on Public Policy. We joined her today in Halifax. Welcome, Professor Keefe.
Thank you for inviting me.
So to begin, your study looks at caregiving in Canada, and you say that providing long-term care is one of the greatest social challenges faced by our governments. So can you tell us what the face of caregiving will look like in the next 30 years if things remain status quo?
I think there's going to be, of course, lots more older people in our society, and as they age, they will need more support. And so there'll be a lot of people, caregivers, who are out there trying to balance a lot of the other roles with the care of elderly parents and elderly relatives and friends in the community.
And you also look at the burdens faced by current informal caregivers. So can you paint us a picture of what it means to be an informal caregiver in Canada today?
I think the biggest thing about caregivers, family and friends who care for individuals is that they're very diverse. They have a lot of diverse needs. There's a whole range, and I think when we hear some of the statistics of the 3 million Canadians over the age of 45 who are caregivers, we think, wow, that's a lot of people, and it certainly is. Some of those people are helping with regular activities like meal preparation or picking up groceries, whereas others are really involved 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and very intense caregiving. So one of the things about the picture of caregivers is that there are many different pictures, and we need to understand that when we try to think about what policies and options we can do to try and support those individuals.
So in terms of policies then, in your study you propose several solutions. The first is to better support the role of family caregivers. So what should governments do to help informal caregivers in Canada?
Well, as you know, in our country, Canada, we have a variety of governments that are available to provide supports. The federal government is involved with the employment insurance, the compassionate care benefit. There's some augmentation that could be done there. There's also tax credits that are available for caregivers, the caregiver tax credit and the infirm dependent tax credit as examples. They could definitely be enhanced. They could become what we call refundable. Right now you only benefit from them if you're paying taxes, so there's a challenge related to that. There's all kinds of different policies that we could develop in terms of our pension plans to try and support caregivers who are dropping out of the labor force for short periods of time at the federal level. We can also try and target some of our health dollars to support caregivers, and that brings us to the provincial and territorial governments. There's all kinds of things there that certain provinces have been experimenting with. Here in Nova Scotia, we have a caregiver benefit where eligible caregivers are receiving financial payment per month in order to help them, to support them as they care for an individual who has significant care needs. There's direct services and supports, and we often talk about respite care. Those are often only accessible through home and continuing care programs, so you need to be a client of a home care program in order to access respite care. There's a real need for information and support and navigation of the system, and lots of different, I'm getting a little bit away from government here, but lots of different voluntary agencies are getting into this, recognizing really the need for supporting the caregivers, whether it's with heart disease or cancer. And I think there would be real help and benefit from a caregiver's perspective of a navigator of some of that systems. What could I receive in order to get support for me as a caregiver?
Mm. And you also have a particular recommendation to address the anticipated shortages of healthcare workers, including home care workers in Canada. So can you tell us more about this?
Sure. One of the things that the study does is actually look at projecting the needs into the future. And we know, of course, there's going to be a lot more older people. Now, in the short term, they will be healthier, but in the longer term, they will have more disabilities, and we will have, particularly when the baby boomers become into their 80s and 90s and remaining in the community, they have much fewer children available than do their parents. So that means that we really need to be thinking about how to, and recognizing that there's going to be a greater drain on the formal system. And some of those baby boomers, we assume, will be purchasing some of those services, either from the voluntary sector or the community sector or the private sector. That's going to cause a significant increase in the need for home care workers. And I'm talking about those frontline workers who provide care and support, from personal care, giving bathing, and as well as helping with meal preparation, housekeeping, that kind of thing. Those individuals are going to be critical for the future, for people to remain in the community and out of long-term care facilities. So one of the things that we've talked about is the need to focus on recruiting and retaining human resources to make sure that there are these people helping older people to remain in the community. And in our work, in our discussions with across the provinces, we really identified some of the ways in which provinces have got on the bandwagon and trying to strategize to really increase the recognition and the value of those workers, and to improve the working conditions, to look at standardization around education, to ensure quality and standards for practice in their particular field. So really promoting the importance of the work that these frontline workers do, and therefore helping to attract others into that career, because it really is going to be a booming career when we look to the future.
Well, thank you very much for joining us today, Professor Keefe. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Thanks very much.
Janice Keefe is a professor and Canada Research Chair in Aging and Caregiving Policy in the Department of Family Studies and Gerontology at Mount St. Vincent University. She is the author of the new study, Supporting Caregivers and Caregiving in an Aging Canada, published by the Institute for Research on Public Policy. The study is available free of charge from our website at www.irpp.org. We join Professor Keefe in Halifax today.